Cambodia has pulled its entire delegation from the SEA Games that's being held in Thailand amid a border dispute with the host nation. In a letter to the head of the Games Federation, the Secretary General of Cambodia's National Olympic Committee withdrew the team due to serious concerns and requests from families of athletes. He said it was for safety reasons and apologized for the early departure. This comes less than 12 hours after the Cambodian delegation attended the opening ceremony for the Games in Bangkok. For more, CNA's Alif Amshar looks at the withdrawal and its impacts on the Games.
The Cambodian delegation was at the opening ceremony last night where we were, and all signs pointed to a positive participation of the Cambodian delegation at the SEA Games. But what we know so far is that the Cambodian delegation have pulled out entirely its 137-strong contingent comprising athletes and staff, and we've heard reports that they are leaving Bangkok for Phnom Penh tonight. In a statement addressed to the CEO of the SEA Games Federation, the team cited safety reasons amid escalating border tensions between the two countries. And it adds that due to serious concerns from the families of the athletes, they've requested for the athletes to come home from the Games. And it also says that in arriving at that decision to pull out from the Games, it does not take it lightly. It says sorry and apologizes for the inconvenience of this early departure and remain grateful for the understanding and the support that they've been given since they've arrived here in Thailand. Now the Games will only have 10 competing nations compared to the previous 11. Of course, Cambodia was set to take part in 12 sports across the 2 weeks. We don't have exact clarity on how it will affect the Games organizations. I'm right here at the International Broadcast Center. In fact, the Cambodian flag is still up. So I think things are still business as usual until we get further updates from the local organizing committee. As for the Games technical handbook, it states that if an event has fewer than 3 to 4 participating teams, and a medal might not be awarded. But due to this unique and unprecedented circumstances, I think that may change, but only time will tell.